It's essential to include images on your radio station website, and it's just as important to include alt tags on those images. Today, we'll tell you why.
This is Better Radio Websites, the podcast for radio professionals who want to see their website generate more traffic and revenue. Each week, your host, Jim Sherwood, and his special guests give you time-tested tips and secret tricks to ensure your radio station dominates digital in your market. Here we go.
Hi, it's Jim, and welcome to Better Radio Websites. We want to help you get more visitors and the most revenue from your radio station website. And it's a proven fact. A lot of us in radio view the process of adding an image to our website as a step that needs no additional work. Find legal image, upload it to the website, done. However, it's very important that all images are edited to the sizes to match the rest of the website so it doesn't look disjointed. And all of those images are optimized to load fast, especially on mobile devices. And that's before you even upload the image to the website. Then there are small additional steps once you've uploaded the image, and those are applying the proper caption, the image copyright, the image title, and the alt tag, and maybe a description tag if necessary. Now, if you're using a WordPress website, all of these fields are clearly marked every time that you upload an image to the website. And you can find these in other content management systems as well. Now, if you and your content people are not using alt tags in all of your website images, then you're really hurting your website and possibly alienating a portion of the visitors who come to your website. And I hope this episode today will encourage you and your team to start using image alt tags every time that you upload one to the website, because this tiny element has a big function and it comes with a huge impact on readability and accessibility. It can also help Google and other search engines better understand your content, providing important context for what your page is about, and that will help readers navigate it more easily. So here are the reasons why you should be using alt tags on every image to create more impact and a better user experience. Number one, alt tags provide information that helps with accessibility. For users who can't see your website and they use special screen reading software to navigate online, alt tags provide a way for the visitor to understand the context of all of the information on the page. So not only are their readers reading the text that you've written, they're also reading these alt tags that take the place of these images so they can visualize all of that stuff in their mind. Anyone that is creating content for your radio station website, it's important for them to provide this short but functional description of every image that they use. Now, I'm looking at the blog post here on skyrocketradio.com, and there's an image here, and for the image, the alt tag for this image may read two golden retriever puppies playing in the grass. Now, while alt tags do not have to be in complete sentences or contain punctuation, all that kind of stuff, they should provide a reasonable description of what the image contains. You can also use the description tag to provide additional context if those alt tags start to get too wordy and too long. For example, a description tag for the same image might be two panting golden retriever puppies playing in the grass surrounded by orange flowers. Don't you see how that second one gave more information in your mind as you listen to it than that first alt tag? Please keep in mind that one of the most important aspects of using alt tags in your images is that you are providing a common user experience for all visitors, regardless of their physical ability. Alt tags bridge the gaps in comprehension and visual impairment so that everyone can fully comprehend your content. All right, number two, alt tags help with search engine optimization. SEO, this is huge. You want your radio station website to be easily found online and show up when people are searching for the content that you have created. Search engines specifically look for image alt tags and index them when they are found. This alone should convince you to use alt tags in every image on your website. According to Google developers now, Google uses alt text along with computer vision algorithms and the contents of the page to understand the subject matter of the image and the page as a whole. In other words, alt tags and the images that they are attached to provide additional context about your content. So ensure that your alt tags add context to the page instead of making the image sound out of place. That photo here on our blog post, the photo of the two golden retriever puppies playing in the field, that's not going to help the SEO of this page on the website talking about image alt tags. Okay. So that image is not going to help us in our SEO efforts. So please be aware that if we were to stuff in keywords about image alt tags onto this image that doesn't mean anything, well, the Google engineers say their computer vision algorithms look at that image also. And if it doesn't match image alt tags, then they're going to think that we're doing something called keyword stuffing. And that is trying to trick the search engines into making this post more valuable to them and placing it higher. But search engines look for that. And when they see that happening, they actually demote your page in the search engine results rather than bumping it up. So you want to be aware that you're not keyword stuffing on every single image on your website. So properly describe the image, and if you can kind of weave it into the context of the page that you're putting it on, then all the better. All right, number three, alt tags are readable by computers and humans. Yeah, alt tags are not just something for screen readers and search engine robots to understand. Your website visitors can actually see and read it whenever you hover over an image or if someone was to inspect the code of your page. Yeah, if you just hover over this image on our post on skyrocketradio.com, you'll actually see the alt tag pop up in that little bitty box of text. That is the image alt tag. All right, number four, alt tags help people find content more quickly. Because of their impact on search engines, alt tags can help you and other people find what they're looking for on the internet more quickly. Like I mentioned earlier, every image alt tag is indexable, and this additional information is valuable to search engines and in your searches. And one quick tip here, avoid using images of text as much as you can, because the text within images cannot be read by search engines. Proper text and accompanying images with relatable alt tags give more weight to the page content, and search engines, they will just love that, and they will love you by boosting your website up in search results. And lastly, number five, alt tags give context for missing images. Now, come on, everyone has encountered a website where the images did not display properly. It might be because you had a slow internet connection or there was a technical error or something like that. Alt tags on the missing images can ensure that visitors know what is missing rather than just some white space area with nothing there. They will see the alt tag appear. Think of alt tags or those description tags that I mentioned earlier as a type of a plan B for when things don't go as intended. All right, so wrapping up, Wikipedia defines the image alt tags as this. Alternative text is text associated with an image that serves the same purpose and conveys the same essential information as the image. In situations where the image is not readable to the reader, perhaps because they've turned off images in their web browser or they're using a screen reader due to a visual impairment, the alternative text ensures that no information or functionality is lost. Absent or unhelpful alternative text can be the source of frustration for visually impaired users of the web. So as you see, the image alt tag is quite possibly the most important attribute to your photos online. Ensuring that your images are sized correctly, optimized for speed, and including the proper tags, they're not extra steps. They are the essential steps that should be taken every single time. Please share this episode out with your team and ensure everyone on board with your radio station website is subscribed to this podcast so they don't miss great insight like this every single week. We love helping radio stations with their online presence. Do you know of a radio colleague that needs help with theirs? Please have them reach out to us at skyrocketradio.com. Have an awesome week online making your radio station website better. We'll see you next time.
Thanks for listening to Better Radio Websites. Inspired by today's episode? Be sure you are subscribed and share this episode with a friend. Visit skyrocketradio.com/podcasts for more episodes as well as show notes for this episode. Need help starting or making your station website better? Visit skyrocketradio.com.